Kate, the rotten-tempered woman in question, is never actually struck by Petruchio, the man who decides to wed her for a big challenge and a bigger dowry. Instead, she's starved, publicly shamed, psychologically manipulated, and essentially held captive. When Shakespeare wrote The Taming of the Shrew about 425 years ago, only one woman was apparently allowed to be headstrong, and she ran the British Empire. The problem here is, for all its outdated intolerance and running vein of sexism, The Taming of the Shrew is a stunning piece of playwriting. Depending on the director's choices, it's funny, fast, and wonderfully written, yet still highly offensive, especially in its final scene when, spoiler alert, Kate delivers a speech about the many duties of women to their men. There's no getting around that sexist scene. It might send you out laughing in ridicule, or maybe even angry. The production features plenty of physical acting, especially between Ian Merrill Peake's as Petruchio and Eleanor Handley's Kate. In a version by New York's Public Theater this summer in Central Park, a cast of all women intentionally made the play so offensively sexist, all you could do was laugh. They also found a cunning way to turn the ending around by uttering every word Shakespeare wrote in that last scene, then singing The Who's rebellious My Generation. At the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, they also break into song after the final scene. Whether that song even comments on the text that went before it, I can't say. On opening night, the lyrics came across as one huge garble, overpowered by the instruments the cast was playing. It was the single major flaw at a point when the production calls out for dynamic clarity. The Taming of the Shrew runs at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival through August 7th. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.